Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear from you, oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise, sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your prayer.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We were listening to God Wants to Hear From You. That song just does something to me. Amen. From one of my favorite pastors there out of New Orleans, Louisiana, none other than Pastor Samuel Blake. Glory to God. And I'm so excited today. Amen. Because out of that new home family worship center, we have someone that's very, very special, very, very dear to my heart. Amen. I say a woman that really loves God and loves God's people. Amen. And you will be hearing from her in a few. But we like to greet each and every one of you all. And again, welcome back our listeners. Amen. Some of you all may be tuning in for the very first time, and some have tuned in for the last almost 5 years. Amen. As we hosted this radio blog. But I'm excited about what God is doing in our lives. As that song was ministering to us, God wants to hear from us. Amen. God wants to hear from us every day of our life. And every day of our lives, we have to consult God. We have to ask him to order our steps. We have to ask him to shield and protect us from danger seen and unseen. Amen. Because we don't know when we step out of our door, when we step out of our vehicles, we don't know what may occur. But I'm just so happy that God is a sustainer. He is a provider. He's a protector. Amen. He's a way maker. He's all that we need if we just continue to look to him. So once again, we welcome you to a time of reflection. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God. Trust God, not man, in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. How many know you don't have to apologize to pursue what God has for you? Amen. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firm on our foundational scripture, and that is, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That is in Ephesians 2:20. We air daily Tuesday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Central, and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know it's a little early in California, but I had to tweak my schedule a little bit, okay? We're looking forward to you all tuning in, expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. And this is Tuesday through Thursday. We will always have somebody on this line ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our call-in number is area code 657-383-0934. And that's all segments. Also on Saturday, we have a young prophet, Prophet Chad Bradford, out of New Orleans, Louisiana. He'll be hosting Prayer Still Works. Amen. So you need to get some prayer requests in, and you just want to hear a word from a young prophet, tune in at 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturday afternoon and be a blessing to young prophet Chad Bradford. Amen. If you'd like to visit us online, you can visit us at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can also go to Blog Talk Radio, and if you miss any of the broadcasts, you can always tune into the look into the archives, and those messages are in their entirety there. Also, any correspondence that you'd like to send us, you can email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 15448, Humble, Texas. Amen. 77338. Glory to God. We're just so excited about what God is doing. I see so many New Orleans members on the line today. That tells you how popular and how well-loved Minister Darrell is. Amen. I see 504. So that lets you know she is loved, amen, and she is certainly dear to those in New Orleans and the sounding and the surrounding areas, amen, because my folks in California, they love her just as well, amen. So we're going to just open up the lines right now, and I'm going to ask minister. I call her minister. I call her sister. I call her mother. That's my mother, than Sister Ruby Larry. She co-hosted with me on this broadcast, and I really tell you, she was one of the founders of this radio blog. Amen. And so she has been with us through the inception of this radio broadcast. So we're going to ask her to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to read a little brief bio on Darylin. Amen. And we're going to let her get on into a word. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Hadrian. I thought I told you I had teeth pulled. So, but anyway, Lord Jesus,
what?
A teeth pulled last night. Okay, Lord Jesus, we just thank you. That's all right, Lord Jesus, we just thank you. I'm going to try and do it, Lord. Give me strength. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given us again to come together on this broadcast. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you for watching and protecting and guiding and directing us and leading and looking out for our families and loved ones. Lord, we just thank you for Pastor Adrian with this broadcast to relaunch, Lord Jesus. You know just what you're doing. You've been sending a rhema word down from heaven for us, Lord, and we just thank you for it. We can't do anything without you. Without you, we'd be just like a ship without a sail, Lord, and we don't want to be without a sail. Hallelujah. We want to be in your arms. We want to be in your will. We want to be in your words, Lord Jesus. We want to be led and guided by you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to keep us, to bless each and every one that's on this line, Lord Jesus. This has been an anointed line over the 5 years, as Evangelist Bernard has said. Jesus Christ has rained down on this line, and it's so many you have sent in to hear your word, Lord, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the obedience of Pastor Adrian, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for this time that you have allowed it, that she's able to come forth on this broadcast, and we know that you're going to send mighty anointed women and men of God to bring forth your marvelous word from on high, from Rhema on high, and we just thank you and love you and praise you and thank you for bringing me back to this today, Lord Jesus, that we would see, we would hear from you, we would be faithful and obedient and do what thus say the Lord say, Lord Jesus. If anyone among us sick, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch them and heal in the name of Jesus. If it's finances, mm-hmm. Lord, you know just where you need to send them finances, Lord, because you was on this earth for 33 years, so you know just what we stand in need of, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the speaker, Lord, that's coming forth with this rhema word, Lord, and all the new listeners and callers that's on this line, Lord, bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them, and keep them in your peace, Lord Jesus, peace of understanding that you give to us. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and praise you, and amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, thank you. I had certainly forgotten about that. She sent me that message. I had certainly forgot. But nevertheless, we thank God for just touching our body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to go forth, amen, with our speaker. And once again, I say she is a dear friend of mine. I look at her as a daughter. I look at her as a woman that is always committed and faithful to what she does. Amen. And I tell you, Minister Darylin, I can't even describe it, because it's very rare that you meet women of such caliber. I mean faithful, committed women that love the Lord and really, really is certain about doing God's will. Amen. And Darylin is like that. She has followed me from the moment I stepped foot back into my hometown. Amen. And anytime I call upon her, she don't make no excuses. Amen. And she's able, in between her services, rendered a New Home Ministries under Bishop R.C. Blake. Amen. She'll come and support me wherever I am. So it gives me great pleasure to have, and this is not her first time ministering on this line, you know. She didn't want to receive it when Lord put it in my spirit that she was the minister. Amen. She is an evangelist. Amen. So Now she is walking in that calling. Truly, it is an honor for us to have her here with us today to minister the word. I just want to read just a little brief paragraph on Minister Daryl Mosby. She is a servant of the Most High God. Again, she's serving under the leadership of Bishop Robert C. Blake Jr. at New Home Family Worship Center. She was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, the Big Easy. Amen. Mother of five, she's the grandmother of 16, and her favorite scripture is Isaiah 54:17. We all know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So with no further ado, amen, we like to present to some and introduce to others none other than Mr. Daryl Mosby out of New Orleans, Louisiana.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor, and I just thank God. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank God for all my family and friends that done tuned in. All I ask that you pray for me at this moment. Yes, I'm shaking like a leaf, as usual. And I do apologize if you hear some noise in the background. I try to tell the three-year-old to be a little quiet because Mom on the phone. But, you know, three-year-olds have their own mind, so I do apologize. I just thank God that I am able to come before you, but I just want you to know this is not about Darlene at all. This is about God. This is about God's word. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to go out and share his word, and I just thank God for this opportunity. If those of you who are not driving, but can you bow your head if you're anywhere else? Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord God, and thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, Lord God, that you have made, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for every person that's up on this line, Lord God. I thank you for Pastor Benoit, Lord God. I thank you for my bishops, Robert Charles Blaze Jr. and Samuel Blaze, Lord God. And I thank you for Mother Blaze. I thank you for each and every person that is connected to me, not just by blood, Lord God, but by association, because everyone is my sister and brother. Because of the God I serve, and I thank you for this time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today, I don't know how you're going to receive me, but I ask the Lord to increase where Daryl and decrease, because I pray that this is a word that someone needs, that someone can take from it. Then it's like this here. Bishop Samuel Blaze always say, it don't take long to be strong. So today we're going to talk about the spirit of animosity. Yeah, I know somebody don't like that, but that's okay. We got to come out. We got to acknowledge what are the different spirits that are attacking and living within our bodies. And only you can get rid of it. You got to talk to God. The scripture is Ephesians 4:31. And I'm going to read from the New International Version. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Animosity means strong hostility. Hostility means hostile behavior, unfriendliness, and opposition. Can anyone tell me what was the first case of animosity that you know about? Well, I'm glad you asked. A lot of you might say it was between Esau and Jacob. But my sisters and brothers, I'm here to tell you, that wasn't the first case. The first case was the serpent against God. And you want to know why? He was jealous. He was jealous. He was jealous of the relationship between God and man. You know, he was here before us. So he was jealous. He was jealous. And so what he did, he went on and talked to the woman and convinced her to do what God had already told them not to do. You know how that goes with your own children. You done gave your children rules and regulations. This is what you're going to do, and this is how you're going to do it. But, of course, somebody outside your home tells them something else. And you know what? It sounds good. You know it sounds good because you was one of them. So was I. We were told what not to do, but what we did it our way. Can anyone tell me what animosity really looks like? Let me tell you. Sometimes it sits right next to you in church, next to you in church, praising the same God, listening to the same pastor, listening to the same choir, and shouting and praising. But it's sitting next to you, baby. Or, let me tell you this one. How about when you go to the mirror? You see that face that's looking at you? That face has some animosity in that body. Did you recognize it? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But it's there. That's why we have to examine ourselves daily. But you know what the worst place you can find it at? The very worst place? How about your DNA? Your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your children. Oh, it's there. They may be smiling all in your face, but I promise you, if you look deeply, there's an animosity. I once heard my Bishop R.C. said, yeah, y'all running in my face, and here as soon as you get to the parking lot, you're talking about me. That's animosity. That's some serious animosity. We had someone in the church before would not give up and give her tithes and offerings because she had ill feelings against my bishop. I had a problem with that. You're supposed to have a problem with that. Because if you don't like how it's run here, move on. And nobody got a gun to your head trying to make you stay. Nobody. So, let's talk about Esau and Jacob. The thing about it is, poor Esau, I really kind of sometimes feel sorry for him. But anyway, my sisters and brothers know this. He may have, that animosity between them two brothers may have been deep. But guess what? In the end, God gets the glory. You got to be mindful and careful what you're doing. You know, you can't just walk around and come up and hug somebody and say, oh, yes, Sister D, you know I love you. I feel your spirit. See, because I know how to stand on the word of God and ask God, show me who these people are. And I pray to God that you're doing the same thing when it comes down to me. Ask God to show you. You're sitting there, standing up there, hugging somebody that's ready to put a needle in your neck and take you out. You know, like this younger generation, they just straight up tell you, man, I know you're hating. They keep hating. But you cannot allow, even though they have this animosity towards you, you cannot allow them in to bring you down. You cannot allow how their behavior is to make you act their way. You cannot go down on their level. That's not what God wants from us. That's not what God ordained for us. Remember, he has a purpose for your life. He have a purpose for your life. You do not allow nobody, ill feelings of you, take you down. Can you even imagine how God felt after finding out his two children had disobeyed him? You can't understand it, but let me help you out. If you're a parent, you didn't give your child instructions, right? And you told them what you don't want them to do. Yeah, you're angry. But most of all, you're hurt. I think about it like this here. I don't know how many millions and billions of people that we supposed to be following God. But each time every one of us do something, can you imagine the impact? I was hurt with just 5 children when all 5 of them was putting up in school. And one of them usually don't. But I was hurt. And I told God, God, I understand the pain that you're going through because of the hurt. But you know what? Satan thought he had it going on. But see, what happened was, being who God is, punishment went forth. He banished the Adam and Eve from the garden. How can you allow someone to get you banished from the garden? Father had told you, you got all this. That's just like your tithes. Let's talk about it. It's just like your tithes. He done gave you 90%. Oh, he's keeping his 10. That's a large portion. That's how the Garden of Eden was set up. He gave them access to 90%. And all he asked, don't touch the 10. That's all he asked. My God. How do you make sure you're not walking around in the spirit of animosity? The first thing is, thank God said is, acknowledge me in all thy ways. At the end of the day, I ask God, Father God, are you pleased with my praise? Have I done anything that is not pleasing to you? Please forgive me. Remove that negative spirit out of my soul, Lord God. I can't walk around like this. Another thing is, if you have negative feelings towards someone else, go and apologize to them, whether you're right or wrong. It doesn't matter. Are you going to allow the spirit of animosity to keep you from the kingdom of God? Are you going to allow animosity to stop you from being blessed? Why? Nothing and no one in this world is more important than God. Animosity, you better kick it back to the pits of hell. Remember, it is okay to disagree, but I'm not going to walk around with animosity in my heart. I'm not going to walk around with animosity in my spirit. I'm not going to let nothing and nobody keep me from the kingdom of God. And all I ask you to do is the same thing. Pick up your phone, ladies and gentlemen. Pick up your phone. Call someone. Tell them, I'm sorry. And that's all you got to do. Whether they accept it or not, it's fine. But you do your part. Animosity is very deep. You can allow someone in your home, and here you're feeling though you're helping them out. And guess what? You're leaving them in your house because you trust them. You open your doors to them. And guess what? Then they're doing some stuff that you would have never imagined against you. How many times, because someone had animosity towards another, that they got sent to jail for something they didn't do, and they were never proven to be innocent? How many times have that happened? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? Are we going to stand on this animosity and let it have free reign? I declare not. I declare not. Not on my watch. Not on your watch. Not in my house. Not in your house. You're going to stand on God's word. You're going to be the servant that God called you to be. Everything that he wake us up, it's another day to get it together. Another day. You can't do nothing in this world without God. If you're having a problem that you don't even understand and you have this problem with this person, it says go to the elder of the church. I did that before. I was having a problem on a job. A young lady who did not know me, she would purposely bump into me or try to bump into me. And I didn't understand why. So when I was meetings at church, I expressed what was going on. They told me, Darylyn, get her name. And I didn't understand that. But, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. I got her name. They said, we want you to start praying for her. I'm like, what? For really? But I'm obedient. So I start praying for her. I would tell y'all, sisters and brother, not long after that, she walked up to me and said, excuse me, can I talk to you? I like to pass out and hit the floor. But that's the power of God. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, do not allow the spirit to take control. You can pass it on from generation to generation to generation. You remember like the Cartwrights and whoever else that was fighting. When you go three generations, four generations down and you're asking, what's the problem? Nobody can tell you. Well, see what it was, my mama didn't like her and my daddy didn't like him. So I don't like them either. We're passing down generations of negative spirits. Generations of negative spirits. We can't do that. We can't do that. You got to stop, and it's got to stop today. It's got to stop now. Do not allow the enemy to deny you of the blessings that God has for you. Not only for you, for your children, your children's children, your sisters, your brothers. All I ask you to do is just reach out to somebody today because somebody needs to hear from you. I had to do that. My daughter and I were not talking for almost 18 months, and it was killing me. So what I did, I prayed about it. I prayed about it. And what I did, on her birthday, I showed up at her house with a cake. And I said, happy birthday. And I hugged her. And I said, I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry, Mama. And guess what? It's been good ever since. So are you going to allow the enemy to steal from you? Remember, the enemy can't do nothing that you don't allow him to do. He can't do nothing. So do not allow him to put animosity, strife, bitterness, hatred in your heart. Sometimes people do things and not know it. Not know the in-depthness of how they hurt you. Don't let it go like that. Tomorrow is not promised to us. Today is not promised to us. You got to let go and let God have his way in your life. I want you to think about if you release this hindrance in your heart, how much better you will be, how much further you'll go. You wonder why you're not being blessed? Check yourself. Check yourself. And find out, are you holding on to the spirit of animosity? Lord, I pray, Lord God, that someone hears this word, someone hides it in his heart, someone makes a difference today, Lord God. But when they get ready to go to bed tonight, Lord God, that they can hear you say, I'm pleased with your praise, I'm pleased with your worship, I'm pleased with what you did today. And, Lord, we thank you for it. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord God. We ask that you just have your way in our lives today, in Jesus' name. I thank you all. I love you all. I pray that each and every one of you be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What a word. What a word. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. My God, I can't add nothing to it, take away. But I would like to just invite you all to 1 John 4:1. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. The spirit of animosity. Woo, that's strong. That's strong, Minister Bell. The spirit of animosity. And we have to be very, very careful whom we attach ourselves to in this season, because there are spirits, many. And I'm not, oh Lord, we were just, me and my cousin was just talking about that, even on yesterday, amen, about these spirits. And, you know, I talked to one of my brothers today out of California, and he was telling me about his back just start going out all of a sudden. And I began to ask him, who are you around? Amen. When you're around certain spirits, amen, and God gives you the wisdom to recognize them. And then when these spirits start to speak, when they start speaking, they're telling you who they are. Oh, try every spirit, the Bible says. Amen. That was good, Darylin. The spirit of animosity. So those of you that are on the line, if you all are dealing with these spirits and it's not in you, but you are surrounding yourself with that kind, remove yourself. And Darylin said something so profound. We wonder why we're not blessed. We wonder why we're not moving forward. We're not pressing forward. Well, you need to take an examination of the people that you surround yourself around. Take an examination. Evaluate who you're talking with, who you're talking to. Amen. Even on these phones, this is a dangerous weapon that the enemy is created for some good, but we can take it and make it otherwise. Amen. Remove yourself from gossipers and people that's always talking negative. Get away from those folks. And Darylin brought up Esau and Jacob, and we talked about them on the other day, how these were twin boys. But the war didn't start up when they were born. The war was in their mother's womb. These brothers was warring in their womb, because one wanted to be the greater. One wanted to be the elder in the womb. And after they were born, guess what? That thing just magnified itself even greater, because the mother favored Jacob and the father loved Esau. So that's a war going on. That's a war going on. That was beautiful, girl. The spirit of animosity. Well, I thank God for all of the family and friends that tuned in to hear this word on today and to just make Darylin happy. We had about 15 or 16 callers on the line, Darylin, and I know most of them was invited by you, so we thank God for that. Thank God for that. Thank God for my cousin on the line, talking his glove. I'm going to go for her quickly and see if she has the word to impart to our listeners on the line. Anything that she can add to really help her to, you know, walk with the Lord. I'm not going to do that at this time. I tell you, she's somebody that I communicate with on a daily basis, so I'm going to open up her line. Prophetess Theodore Glover, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. God bless you.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord to everybody. I hope you're well.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Hello? Okay, good. Yes, good afternoon and praise the Lord to everybody.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
We're
can
here,
you hear
Goldie?
Me? Okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you, because I couldn't hear. Okay, great. So I just hope that everybody is good. I don't have a lot to say, but I will say this. I thank God for Pastor Adrian and the vision that she has with New Destiny Ministries and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. She has been successful at doing this. And then even in a season of transition with her mother, she knew that God would bring her back to that she had her heart to do. And I'm so excited about it at this time, and that it will continue to do what the wonderful Mother Ruby said earlier, is to bless God's people, bring them together, and then more than anything, bring them to a walk with God in a new and living way, because only what we do for Christ will last. And so I thank God for the Block Talk Radio show and the vision, Mary, and the vision of what she had set before the people. And to be very honest, today, and it's not normal for me, I don't have a lot to say, but I do want to focus on this point and something that's just been in my spirit, and is that our ability to trust in the Lord no matter what, and to believe that God will move on our behalf. And I don't care what area that is, that spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, and then relationally, as the woman of God was speaking of today. And I want to pause and go back here very quickly. I want to give honor to the woman of God who brought the word today on the line. And I thank God for that God gave you to minister to help the people of God, myself and everybody that would receive the word. So I honor you and give God thanks for you and the word that came out of your mouth. So may God continue to bless you in every way. And so as I was saying, I just want to just pray and just leave a word to ask us to have our ability to trust in God, that he is God and he will do everything that he said concerning us. He will bring us into the place that we need to be in him, and then he will give us the ability to move and operate as he has called and predestined us to do. Because sometimes we're walking with God, we love him, but we have the ability to forget. And the Lord said something to me the other day. He said, don't ever forget the history that we have. Don't ever forget the history that we have together. I don't care what you see, and I don't care what has been. God took my mind back, and he said, don't ever forget that I have done. So that is predicated upon what I will do. God will be with you. He will carry you. He will give you that you need in every area and aspect of your life. So he's going to continue to take you. And know that God, when you have him and you have his favor resting upon your life, is nothing that anybody can do that can change God's mind. And then there's nothing that a demonic witchcraft and witcheries and spirits of sorceries can do to change that God has promised and commanded before the foundation of the world. So I thank God for you. I don't know exactly who is all on the line, but I thank God for everybody. I will say this, and I'm really, really done. Mother Ruby is on the line. I give honor and thanksgiving to God for her. She's a wonderful woman of God, and she's been here, I believe, since the inception of this line, and I could not dare not come on and open my mouth and not honor her for who she is and who she is in God and the contribution and mark that she has made to being impactful here. So we thank God for you today, and I pray that everybody has a great day.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Glover. We certainly appreciate that. If you can stay on the line just a few more minutes, we're going to open up the lines to the other callers. And if there's anybody on the line that has any special prayer requests, I'm going to go down the line and open up your lines. And if you just want to make a comment on the word that was ministered to our hearts on today, you're welcome to do so. I don't have any names. I just will be calling out the last four numbers of your phone number. And if you'd like to say something, you'd like to make a prayer request, you can do so at this time. I'm going to area code 504, and that's out of New Orleans, and the last four of your number is 7921. Can you greet us?
Hi, my name is Tansha Ward from New Orleans.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, and I just wanted to say to Minister Darrellin, great job on the word, and thank you for an opportunity to tune in to the radio to listen to this blog. It has been a blessing, and I hope it's been a blessing to all those who have been listening.
Amen.
Thank you
amen.
So much,
well,
Minister
Wall.
I appreciate
in.
Your comments.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for the invite,
amen.
Minister Darrellin.
You're
with
so
you.
Welcome, my love. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen, amen. Thank you for tuning in, sweetheart. Amen. We're going to area code 504, and the last four of your number is 2407. God bless you. Area code 504-2407. Your line is open. If you'd like to make a comment or you have a prayer request, you can do so at this time. If not, thank you for tuning in today. Amen, amen. We're going to area code 504 again. The last four of your number is 4413. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Pastor Adrian, for allowing us to be able to take part on your radio blog. This is Elder Gilda Collins from the New Orleans and New Home Ministries. And I thank God for Sister Darrellin for inviting me on here. And I just want to say God bless you. And may he continue to do great things with your ministry. And just one little comment as she talked about that spirit of animosity. And a lot of time people don't want to hear what you have to say. I said, boy, that animosity is one little word. I said, but it carries a lot of weight in the spirit of evil doers. But there are those who are unwilling to forgive and have not come to the point where they're able to do so simply because they're not at one with Christ. And
right.
In order to be able to receive, you got to be willing to give wholeheartedly and able to be able to receive wholeheartedly. And we just have to continue to pray for those that have not gotten to the point where they can submit themselves enough so they can be in oneness. Because when you walk in shoulder to shoulder with me and then are you trying to avoid me, you know, it's something that is terribly wrong. And you allow that spirit of animosity or some other type of spirit to come in. It's simply because they're not completely at oneness with him. And we got to just continue to pray for them and not give in until you begin to see the change. Because just know that when he came, he was willing to forgive each of those, even though they crucified him, he still forgave them. And we have to continue to forgive them, even when they're unwilling to receive. Amen. I thank you all for this opportunity to share all this line, and I just deem it a blessing to be on the line with the saints of God. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to same area code 504. Y'all flooded this line today. God bless you. We're going to 504, and the last four of your number is 2348. God bless you, caller. Okay, maybe they don't want to say anything. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We're going now to same area code. Last four of your number is 9848. God bless you, caller.
Good afternoon, Pastor Adrian. I thank God for the word today. This is Sheila Lister of New Home Ministries, and I was truly blessed by the word. Thank you, Minister Darrellin, that the Lord use you mightily to bring forth the word that is needed at this time. I praise God for you. I thank God for the broadcast, and I thank God so much for the invite. so excited that I tuned in. You all be blessed and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Thousand. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we certainly have had a wonderful time. I'm going to go back to Sister Ruby and see if she has any comments or any prayer requests or any other remarks you would like to do at this time. Your line is open, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes,
well,
ma'am.
Oh, praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for prophetess speaking. It's good to hear a voice. Thank you for that. I just thank the Lord for this line. Like she said, I've been on the inception, and I just, my voice, my mouth feel better. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for the prayer, Pastor. Every time the Lord has set this ministry up, this it's a relaunch ministry. It's been on before. And Jesus knows just what he's doing. But you know, every since I've been on here with you, Pastor Adrian, you were evangelist at that time. And I say that he bring a word. He sends his anointed ministers here to bring the word. And he searches out the dark things that we know not of. Hallelujah. And he brought that out today. I hadn't heard nobody preach it or brought the word like that. But Jesus know what we stand in need of. And I said, Lord, I thank you. My mouth is much better. And I said, Lord, I thank you, because every time I be on this line, the rhema from heaven, you'll send them in and you'll give them the word to bring out the darkness that's in us, that we can be light, that we can examine ourselves. So I thank the minister for bringing the word today. It was just a blessing, because the Lord gave you that word, and he always given word on this broadcast. Hallelujah. So I just thank you for it, and bless everybody on this line in Jesus' name. Amen, Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we certainly have had a wonderful time. This was our relaunch week. Some relaunch. We've been off the line almost 2 years, and you all, many of you all in New Orleans and my family and friends already know the things that have occurred. But nevertheless, I give God all the glory, because he is the strength of my life. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, truly, I don't know where I would be today. And I thank God for many of you all that have tuned in down through the years and have been attentive to the Spirit of God and everything that his people try to impart to us, that we don't take it so lightly, because we need to, you know, when I came into this thing, Darren, we would greet one another with, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And we rarely hear that today. You know, folks, the saints don't tell one another that Jesus is coming. And sometimes I think we forget that Jesus is coming, and all of the atrocities, right, and all of the division and that we see in the land today, that should make us draw even more so to God. Amen. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds at all. But when you're locked in and you're sold out to Christ, it doesn't matter what comes. Amen. You already know that God has put a hedge about you. Amen. And when God put a hedge about you, amen, the enemy has to get permission to penetrate. Amen. And God is not going to give him permission to do any harm to his people, to the body of Christ. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm happy to be back on the line. As I said earlier, I had to tweak a little thing. But, you know, when you have a mind to serve God, you have a mind to really be attentive to what the Spirit is saying and how he's leading and guiding you, you won't go wrong. Yes, we're going to have our struggles. Yes, we're going to have our tests, our trials, our tribulations. We're not exempt for that. But God gives us a grace to get through those things. He gives us a grace to go in our secret closet. It's a call on him and ask him to create in us a clean heart. Remove all this animosity, all of this hate, all of this jealousy, all of these
ending and strife that we have to deal with on a daily. We don't be hated anyway because of who we are. So don't think it's strange because you're hated. The word of God tells us we're going to be hated. People that love God, connect with the people that have a vision to take you further. Amen. And those that don't, sometimes you got to say goodbye. So, Darren, that was the on-time word, and I'm coming back to you for your final remark. Amen. And you can close us out in however the Lord leads you with a word of prayer. And I just thank God for all of you all that tuned in from New Orleans. Thank God for my cousin, Prophetess Glover, and also just honor and love and respect Mother Ruby. My sister Dawn is on the line. I don't know what she was doing at the 12 noon hour, so she haven't said anything, so I'm not even going to open up our line. But you all continue to pray for me, pray for my family. I'm driving down to Angola to see my son this weekend, and just pray for me and Bentley and Bailey that the Lord would strengthen us, and he would certainly get behind the wheel and bring us there safely and back to our residence at the appointed time. So God bless you, Darren. We love you. We love you. We love you. And I'll be visiting you all at New Home real soon. Amen. So back to you, Darren. Minister Darren.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bernard. You know how I feel about you. You've been a blessing to me. You the one start calling me minister, and I was telling you I was not no minister, but you kept speaking it into my life, and all I wanted to do is just get close to the God. I didn't want to do all this, but you know what? You never know what the calling is that God has upon your life, and I'm every one of my sisters and brothers that tune in, and I ask that you tune in just to critique me, you know, because all I want to do is do God's will, and I want to do it his way, not my way, because I have no way. You know, every time you do things your way, you mess it up. So that wasn't the reason I invited you. But I thank you for your comments. I thank you for your love. I thank you for those who, when she opened the line, didn't say nothing. I understand some of us are kind of shy, but you know I'm not. Praise God. Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord God, that you have made. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for this moment, Lord God. You, Lord God, are the apple of my eye, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. You know, I tell you all the time. I know in your heart, oh God, I'm your favorite. Some people can't understand that. But yes, Lord, I know I'm your favorite, Lord God. How they feel about you, Lord God, I can't do nothing about that. But yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for my children, Lord God. I thank you for my grandchildren, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for my bishops, Lord God, that I can sit up under them, Lord God, and take that word, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for my mother, Blake, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
thank
Lord
you,
God. I thank
Lord.
You for every person that's on this line, Lord God. Bless their homes, Lord God. Bless their homes, Lord
yes.
God. And if there's any unclean spirit, Lord God, that's lacking around them right now, Lord God, you said in your word, two or three getting the agreement, Lord God, that you'll be in the midst. I come right now, declare, Lord God, that there has to release. They have to be removed. You're not allowed to live in our home. You did not give us these homes. You did not give us these families. God,
hallelujah.
My God, he put this family together. He put us in these homes. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I thank you. I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. In your name, Lord God, I pray that everyone have a blessed, peaceful weekend. Until we meet again, I love you all. Be blessed. I love you, Pastor Bernard.
Love you, too. Love you, too. And we just want you all to know on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. New Orleans time, that's 3 o'clock California time, and it's also 6 p.m. Eastern time. Tune in and hit a young prophet. Prophet Chaz Bradford, he will be hosting that Saturday segment. He is an anointed, gifted young man. So tune in and support him on Saturday. And next week we'll be back on the line next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tune in because we will be having some
wonderful, anointed men of God, and we don't have no novices on this line. I tell you, anybody that the Lord touched my heart to bring on, they're connected to God. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful and safe rest of the week. We love you with the love of God. And we're going to close on out with Walter Hawkins singing, I love you. Love you. Love you, girl.
Love you, Pai.
God bless you. Love you.